Time Out Sports with John McCann on Urban Media Today Radio.
I know you're going to dig this.
You know, one of the things I remember about covering the North Carolina Tar Heels is how head basketball coach Roy Williams would respect you, even if you were not a big deal, like, say, the late Stuart Scott. I mean, you could just be yourself, and Roy Williams would treat you right. Now, what that meant is he would come straight at you no matter who you were, right? I think back to 2016 during the Final Four at NRG Stadium in Houston. That's when I popped the question. I challenged Coach Williams about getting challenged regarding his coaching moves. Roy Williams came straight at me.
John, take this the way it's intended, not to be as critical, but I'm a hell of a lot smarter about basketball than you guys are. I mean, I'm serious. What do you do after basketball season's over with? You cover baseball. What do you do after baseball's over with? You cover football. I don't take any breaks.
Oh, y'all, come on. He didn't mean any harm.
John, I like the way you asked the question. You didn't hit the wrong buttons or anything. You did it nicely.
Oh, no, it's all good, Coach. We straight.
Thank you for asking the question the way it is, John. Thank you.
Small forward Theo Pinson was on that team.
Theo?
Yo!
I caught up with Pinson the other day. He's still on the Tar Heels roster. We kicked it for a little bit.
Theo Pinson, Happy New Year, sir.
Happy New Year.
Look, let me circle back to last year. Actually, man, I want to know what you wanted for Christmas and what you got for Christmas.
Well, I had got a new wallet. My wallet was falling apart, so I got a Louis Vuitton wallet from family. So that was pretty cool and expensive that I found out. And that's about it. I got some clothes and stuff like that. But just spending time with family, that was the biggest thing for me.
Man, you sound like, you know, you growing up, maturing, man. I mean, I'm not around a team like I used to be. I mean, when you were like the jokester and all that kind of stuff. So have you mellowed out with age?
Nah, I'm still the same Theo. That's never going to change. But, you know, you get a little more mature as time goes. You not as moving a lot as you used to be, but at the same time, I'm still the same Theo.
All I know, I'm watching the game the other night when y'all whooping up on Boston College. Uh-huh. And you come down court and throw this nice dime behind your head on point. And so I'm saying, all right, let me check the stats here. And you leading the team in assists. That's Joel Berry's job, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's just something I've been doing my whole life, making plays and trying to make sure everybody on the team happy. That's when teams are the best, when everybody's wanting to play and wanting to play for each other. So I try to keep everybody happy on the court.
I can't help but think back to last season when Luke May hit that shot to send y'all to the Final Four. But you look at the highlight reel, who got the assist? Theo Pinson. Yeah. And I bring that up, man, because you and Joel are the only two guys who started on last year's championship squad, right?
Yes.
Obviously, Luke has made another significant leap this season. I got to ask you, does that bother you in some type of way when, you know, here's Luke, a walk-on? If you look at it, it's like, man, is he still in Theo's shine?
Nah, not at all. I mean, I'm not that type of guy. I mean, the thing is, people who know basketball, they know what I'm capable of doing on the court and what I'm doing. I mean, I'm not just one guy. You know, everybody looks at points. How many points you have, blah, blah, blah. I mean, so I'm doing all the other stuff as far as rebounding, assists, getting to the basket, making things easier for those guys to do what they do best, and that's score. So it's always been like that. I'm not really – it doesn't bother me at all.
Mm-hmm. I mentioned those assists, you leading the team in that category from the small forward spot. As you think about going to the next level, do you see yourself maybe converting into a point guard?
Whatever I need to do, I'll do it. I mean, I think that's the beauty of – how the league is going right now, especially for me, as far as it's been so, it's a positionless league right now. The only position that's guaranteed is center if you're a tall person, but you got to be able to move as a center.
Mm-hmm.
And with me, I'm able to play 1-4. I can guard 1-4 and hold my own. And if need be, I can do that. So I think that's a perk in my development and me going to the next level.
When you look at the trend these days with guys who get a lot of attention like yourself in high school, coming to a big time program like UNC, it's not even out of the norm now to say, you know, a guy's going to be one and done, or he's not going to play 4 years. Yeah. Here you are as a 4-year man. Mm-hmm. Is in this era of college basketball, does that somehow say maybe Theo ain't as good if he had to stick around 4 years?
The thing I think about the most is if I went out, if I was like, yeah, I'm no matter what, I'm one and done and I'm leaving. There's no way in the world that my body would physically be ready. I mean, I just know that for a fact. I could do everything I'm doing now as far as making plays and stuff like that, but I don't know if my body would have been able to take the toll that it would have taken, especially like now I can take those blows. I can battle in there with the big fellas like every night if I have to. And I feel a whole lot stronger, a whole lot smarter as a basketball player with the coaching from our coaches and having Sean May help us, having all the pros come back for 4 years and helping us. So it's little stuff like that that people don't see that helps people that come back for 4 years and those experiences. And you play at North Carolina for 4 years, you got to understand people coming at you every night. So You got to be ready. And that you play, me and Jolin played at the highest level you can play it in college basketball. I mean, we've been to 2 Final Fours, 2 national championships, and we've been in every situation. So When we go to the next level, it's basically we're experienced. We're experienced players, and that's going to help us out a lot.
Mm-hmm. Is that to say that a one-and-done guy just can't have that knowledge of the game like you and Joel have acquired in these 4 years?
No, not at all. I mean, some guys, you just know they got it. Like, some dudes are just ballers, and they can just go get it. And at the same time, you just got to know at some point they're going to go through a learning curve. They're going to go through a curve like, oh, crap, it's not high school no more. I got to play defense.
Yeah.
And then those things of late game situations, you can't miss a box out. That's more than just scoring a basket, stuff like that. So little things of like if something breaks down, you got to rotate. You're not just guarding your man then. And those are the things that you got to learn as you play. And once you, as you get older, you go through those situations and you get better.
Yeah, but a cat might be a baller physically, and he can get it done. But for a 1-year guy, he may not know to go and get that box out and have that discipline,
exactly,
the type of things. So, yeah. So I mean, are you saying a one and done guy, does it amount to just physical tools and, you know, the NBA scouts and coaches are just banking on them being able to teach that young man?
I'm personally not sure. I mean, at the same time, you got to know it's a different type of terminology when you get to the league.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, that's one of the perks of having so many pro guys come back for us. You learn stuff like that. I mean, when we have Danny Green, Wayne Ellington, Raymond Felton, Marvin Williams come back, and they use the terminology that they use on their teams, and they use it in our pickup games, that you're learning right there. So okay. That little stuff like that, it depends on who you have surrounded around you.
Okay. You know, I'm pretty bad when it comes to evaluating talent, because you mentioned Danny Green, and that's a guy who I didn't see doing the things in the NBA that he's done. So as you play against these guys in the summer, you see yourself in the NBA, or do you think you would make your money overseas?
I think playing basketball the right way goes a long way, especially when you got coaches who may be struggling with guys not knowing the basics, basically, of like defense or rotations or making the right pass here. What do you go to here if this player does that or does this? And they just out there playing. I mean, I feel like I have a good feel for the game, and I think it shows on the court that I just try to make the right play.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, I mean, I'm able to make passes that a lot of people can't make, but at the same time, I know when I see something, I'm not afraid to take a chance, but sometimes it hurts me. But at the same time, most of the time, I think I can make that play, and I think that helps me a lot.
When I look at y'all's roster last season, I didn't see a lot of NBA-type talent, yet y'all won it all. I would say similarly this year. So is it just a matter of Roy Williams being Roy Williams?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, everything we do in practice goes to the game. And then once we buy in and get everything going, everybody's healthy, get the train rolling, we're a tough team to beat. And when we execute and play defense at a high level, we can beat anybody. And that's what we have to do. We do it every year since I've been here. We lock in at the right time and try to make a good run at it. Sometimes it's luck, sometimes it's determination and fight. And last year we had a really good reason to keep fighting because we had that thing happen the year before of losing the national championship, and we wanted that feeling back and try to redeem ourselves, and we did. And with me and Joel being on this team, we're winners. I mean, that's one thing I can say about me, Joel, even Kenny and Luke. We're winners. We always been winners, and hopefully we can still be going to the next level and this year.
As I wrap it up, let me go back to the one and done and you being a four-year player. Is it so bad to be a four-year player?
Not at all. I mean, I've so many relationships and so many people I've met. And then just I love college basketball. I mean, I've had a great time playing it. I have a great time watching it. And you don't get these 4 years back. You don't. I mean, even Sean May, when you hear from a guy like Sean May, who MVP of the Final Four, went to the league, top 15 pick, and he says, I wish I could experience college again as far as playing college basketball, playing for coach again for that one more year. That just tells you, like, there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, it's just like you just go out there and play basketball with your brothers. You get to play with different guys every year and build new relationships, and it's always fun.
Well, Theo, man, I really appreciate your time, man. And let me just tell you this. I think you messed it up for a lot of people who were advocating for college basketball players or for college players to get paid, because they just heard you say you walking around with a Louis Vuitton wallet.
Nah, I didn't buy it, though, so it's all good.
All right. Thank you so much for your time, man, and keep on balling.
All right. Appreciate it.
Timeout Sports with John McCann on Urban Media Today Radio.